These are the sounds of the protests in Venezuela, which turned violent on February 1st when police attacked students who had gathered to bring attention to security concerns on a university campus. Rioting has gone on for more than 2 weeks and has spread across the country, with protesters decrying government corruption and police hostility, as well as economic practices that have led to high inflation and shortages of food and other necessities. Maria de Jesus Cordero is an associate professor of Spanish at Utah State University. She and fellow faculty member Marina Bernal, who is originally from Venezuela, hosted a forum on Thursday to discuss the crisis.
The reaction of the government to peaceful demonstration by students proves they don't have democracy, that they don't have their basic human rights, because people should be able to say what they think without having to pay with their lives.
Toward the end of the session, participants could film words of encouragement to Venezuelan students who have, according to Cordero, put themselves in danger by speaking out against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Media reports indicate social media is the only form of information available to students in Venezuela. Maduro threatened to expel the foreign press and has instigated frequent internet blackouts. To show support, a rally took place on the steps of the state capitol in Salt Lake City on February 22nd as part of a larger national movement under the social media hashtag SOS Venezuela. For more information on the Venezuelan protests, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm David Matthew Stewart.